Okay, welcome everybody to hour two of our Depressed Anonymous International Conference. My name is Stacy. I'm recovering from depression, and I will be your moderator for this session. This is a disclaimer. We want everyone to feel safe. We understand you may be feeling suicidal or you may be having suicidal thoughts, and we're here to support you. However, we are a non-professional 12-step recovery group and are not qualified to provide professional help. If you feel you are in danger of harming yourself or others, or perhaps attempting suicide, we encourage you to leave the meeting and immediately call the emergency number in your area or go to the nearest local hospital emergency room. This Skype call will be recorded. An audio-only version of the recording will be made available on the Depressed Anonymous website. During the speaker's share, a moderator will be ensuring that everybody else's microphone remains muted. If time permits, there will be a question and answer session after the speaker finishes. You can unmute your microphone at that time and ask your question. If you do not wish to be recorded, please ask your question in the chat box and the moderator will ask the speaker. Please do not share identifying information. Anything said here today is the opinion of the speaker and does not represent the opinion of the Fellowship of Depressed Anonymous nor Depressed Anonymous Publications. All statements are for informational purposes only and do not imply any guarantee of results. Any copyrighted material shared by a speaker is done so under fair use doctrine, and the original copyright holder maintains full ownership of their material. And our next speaker is Sharam from Iran. And Sharam, I will pass it over to you. And is he on the call here? Okay.
Sharam, excuse me, آقای شهرام، تو مشارکت کنید؟ نه، من ترجمه میکنم.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I have problem with my phone, and I have to speak with my wife's phone.
Okay, well, we can hear you clearly.
Thank you. Hello to all. My name is Shahram, and I am recovering of feeling depression, feeling depressed. I remember at the first time I heard Depressed Anonymous name, I was looking for a meeting which was for overeaters. For 7 months, I was looking for a meeting for overeaters, and I couldn't find any. At last, a friend gave me a paper which was for overeaters meeting addresses. Usually I am slow and get late to every places, but decided to get there sooner. When I stepped into the salon, I suddenly amazed when see the word Depressed Anonymous in front of me, and a good smiling woman telling welcome. I was felt in my home. After many years, I thought I was lost myself. I just found a place that felt like that. Okay, I can start it from here. I must excuse of you because I had to write my speaking before because I am a little weak for speaking in speaking English. I don't remember actually. I think I was very young. And just an infant, that it happened to me. I don't remember what was it. As I remember myself, my eyes were crossed in all my childhood. And I couldn't see the world three-dimensional, 3D. I couldn't see the world 3D and solid. Once I heard of my mother that it was for internal war in Iran because of revolution in Iran, and I was afraid of the voice of the shooting guns, and some times I have heard of my mother saying that when my bigger sister, who is 4 years bigger than me, putting her finger into my eyes when when I just was about 6 months, and because of that, my eyes were crossed in all of my childhood. And they had to putting me in some higher place to not reaching to my sister's hand. She couldn't reach at me. I remember I always was afraid of I was afraid of women's anger, because I felt my sister's anger always to me. She was jealous to me because I think my parents didn't know how to do for with us. Because of this case, suppose one of my eyes afraid of the world. And got crossed and got lazy. Some of my brain, maybe brain cells, some of my brain cells maybe went into silent treatments. And I felt that in all of my life. I imagine so, actually. I remember the anger of my mother frightened me. My mother and my father always had argue and battle when I was a child, and because of that, I think I frightened in those times. And she was angry because of battling always with my alcoholic father. When I was a little child, I was born in a little family with my parents and a bigger sister. I felt especially because of my eyes crossed. And I just would see the world in two dimensions. the other children I remember I would play with sometimes were making fun of me and in those times. And I felt alone from the beginning of my childhood, actually. But I didn't know that. I just were in this feeling and this pain. And then when I came into Depressed Anonymous, and I felt that I am, this is my home, then started to started to feel my feelings and understand my feelings, and I got that I always felt alone from beginning of my childhood. Yes, my the children where I was playing with them sometimes they abandoned me, and I actually couldn't be understood why. In those times, I couldn't understand why they did that. Even my parents, my mom was depressed and my father was an alcoholic. I feel they couldn't understand me. And because of that, I felt more abandoned in those times. And when I got bigger, they wouldn't talk with each other. Years after years, I think I was about 10 or 12. After that, my father and my mother wouldn't talk with each other until about 5 years ago. They wouldn't talk with each other and wouldn't divorce either. And I grown up in such less speaking family. There were rules in my family that were not written any place, and we're not speaking about those. And I had to live with them, actually, because I was sick all of my younghood. I felt sick and I couldn't get out of home and living separately. Actually, I am here because I did all of my efforts. Going to best doctor, reading books about depression, using drugs, and using some religion, and even going to other 12-step programs. But I couldn't get out of my depression. I found the higher now in this program that whenever I want can use it, getting out of my depression. And then the others work for me too. Then the books work for me, doctor works for me, drugs works for me. But without this higher power, none of them worked for me before. Now, sometimes I get even more depressed, I know that. I think because that's informed and now more about my problem. I really informed more about my problem, and I feel something that I couldn't feel before. Just when I know something about something, but I can't, it makes me even more depressed. When I know something, but I can't, it makes me more depressed. My problem is not having power. Over my depression. I am understanding that. Over time, my exact problem is not about not having knowledge, but power. That's why I need to be in a depressed anonymous group. It really gives me power. I suppose my knowledge must get some kind of balance with power to I feel not depressed. When my knowledge about my depression is more than my power to getting out of depression, I am not able to accept myself. That's why I need to be always involved with a DA group and get help and be connected with my higher power in this program. Thank you to all. Thanks of you. He very helped me. He very encouraged me. I know this program. Actually, one of the reasons I love DA is that nobody tells me that I am sick or depression is some illness. Considering depression as illness before this program made me feel that I am immobilized and more afraid of myself and my internal condition. This program is my biggest chance in my life, and believe is the most beautiful step program among the other 12 step programs. Hearing me, listening to me, and thank of you for encouraging me. You inspired me. I could translate the book and death. Thank of you all. Thank you. Thank you all. I must say, excuse me, because my English, maybe I am not speaking well for many times. I have not speak English, and I am trying to practice more. Thank you. Have a good time for all.
Thank you so much, Sharam. I thought that was wonderful. And now is the time we have for questions and answers. So if anybody has a question they would like to ask, please do so now, or you can type your question in the chat box and I will ask our speaker that.
Hi, Stacy. This is Mara, recovering from depression. I'd like to ask Sharam a question.
Yes,
ahead. Please.
Thank you, Sharam. I really appreciate you speaking, and I want you to say that I understood everything you said. Your English is fine. I was able to understand. Thank you for being so brave to speak in a language that is not your first language. I think that takes a lot of courage. Sharam, I actually have two questions. Do you get along with your sister now?
Yes, she is.
Wonderful. My second question is, I was listening to Hugh and as well as yourself, and you said you don't consider depression to be an illness. I was just wondering about other people or people who are depressed. When I think of myself as being depressed, I mean, there are others around me who are not depressed. And I wonder if I am different than others. I do have depression, so there is a difference between myself and others. I do take medication, but I also use the tools and the strategies within the DA program. So maybe it's just the word, the term of illness that perhaps we shouldn't be using, but I mean, I wanted to know what you thought about depression is. Is it just a state of thinking that we have, or is it a physical or emotional, or I just wanted to know how to describe it if we don't describe it as an illness. Thank you.
I don't know exact why. I just said about my feelings that when I got to Depressed Anonymous, and it gave me feeling that that I there is no need to afraid of myself. In other programs, when they would say that I am sick, now I go to other programs, they say that. But before this program, I couldn't go to other programs. That was my problem. I think I can't do anything for myself. When I think that I'm sick, I feel that I am not able to do anything for myself, and that makes me worse than what I felt before. My feeling got, yes.
Okay, so I'm thinking, if I could just, I'm thinking that what you're saying is that with depression, we can use tools to overcome it. We can use tools to overcome our negative thinking. And so that's why you don't consider it an illness that can't be overcome, that we do have the power and the will to overcome our negative thinking. And it's also through our higher power that we can overcome this depression. Is that kind of what you meant?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I get that. Thank you so much, Sharam.
Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody else have any questions or feedback?
I'm Sheila, and I am powerless over
Any
my...
other question?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Good morning. I just wanted to briefly share, after listening to you, I had a different experience in that in other 12-step programs, I had the experience of abstinence, sobriety, whatever, because I have, you know, been part of other programs for a period of time. However, when it came to the depression that I entered into this year, they were not, those programs were not able to afford me a way to get out of the bed. And your program, our program, I should say now, because I've just joined recently, I'm out of the bed. You know, I'm out of the bed. And that's powerful. You know, when you said there is no power over depression, the group, the steps, my therapist, you know, it's a variety of things that I surrounded myself with, you know, as we do when we need help. But in particular, this group, from the very beginning, I knew, listening to you, that not only was there hope for me to get out of the bed, I mean, you understand what I'm saying, the euphemism of getting out of the bed, but I could have an extraordinarily different experience in implementing the steps and the tools that are here. And that's what's been my experience for the time I've been coming to you. I was asked by a close friend, for instance, yesterday, how long has it been since you didn't want to get up in the morning? And I had to think, right? I didn't have to think before. It was every day. Every day. It's been weeks, I told him. And I was surprised. I was surprised. So thank you so much for your extraordinarily open share I just listened to. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or feedback?
Sergey from Kyiv, I would like to ask Sharum, do you work with sponsors to sponsor some people?
I didn't understand. Pardon me, please.
Do you do the 12 step? Are you a sponsor to someone?
May you write, please, Sergey.
Okay. Okay.
Excuse.
I'm done, Miguel. Excuse me, I'm interrupting. میگه تو راهنمایی یا راهنما داری؟
Both. Both. I have a sponsor in this program and another 12 is the program too. And I have I am a sponsor for many of the members in Iran.
Thank you. Anyone else?
And how long you do the sponsorship? In my experience, it's from 6 months to 1 year. Yes, it's necessary to do the steps. What is in your experience?
یه چند مدت تو راه نما هست برای من 6 ماه بودم.
Yes, I am about yes, about actually we have started Depressed Anonymous in Iran 9 years ago. And the first started in 9 years ago in Iran. And I was connected with Hugh too and started translating the books and asking my questions of Hugh. And I think we are now more than 500 members in Iran. But maybe 20 persons or something. And yes, I work with them for 9 years, I think. I am sponsored 9 years. Maybe. Maybe 9 years, yes.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Hi, Stacy. This is Mara again, recovering from depression. Sharam, I was wondering if you follow the same organization that we have here. Do you have online meetings for the Depressed Anonymous members from Iran? Do you have online meetings every day? Are they once a day? Are they once a week? I was just wondering what it's like for Depressed Anonymous Iran.
Yes, thank you. We have 3 meetings every day. One in 7 at meeting and 7 at the afternoon and the midnight, 12 midnight is the third. And it means every day we have 3 meetings in Zoom. I will put the our link here if somebody here needs to attend.
And Sharam, are they all, I'm sure the language is not English, but what language is it?
That's Persian. It's Farsi.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else?
I'm Sheila. I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Your meetings in Farsi, if we're English speaking, could we come in and listen and understand, or that would be a no, I would assume, right?
Sure. Sure. Oh. Sometimes he attends.
Oh, great. Can you, that information's in the chat area? The Zoom number and everything?
Yes. Before, pardon me, please.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yes, before we move into Zoom, we were in Skype.
Yeah.
But because we got problem because of the many of the members, we moved into the Zoom. But before we were in the Skype, Hugh would attend to our meetings.
Got it.
And would speak for us. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay, well, we've got about 25 minutes before the next session starts. So at this time, I'm going to end the recording And there's just a reminder, please do not download the recording. The recording will be available on the Depressed Anonymous website later in an audio-only version. So thank you, Sarah. Thank you so much for your story, and thank you, everyone, for your questions. And you can feel free to hang out.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Yes. And we will start the next session on the hour.
Thank you.